Christians position themselves to be ready to aid China with rebuilding. A child ministry invests in Ghana's future with two new teams. And Bible clubs have big goals with summer ahead of them. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The death toll in China's Sichuan quake continues to soar. It's the worst to hit the nation since 1976. International Aid's Milton Amayan says aid teams have been rebuffed.
The People's Republic of China has to declare an emergency where it needs help from the outside. And they have to invite personnel to go in.
China's response to the quake shows they have experience dealing with disasters. However, Amayan says they're working with three partners on the ground for second wave response.
International Aid is exploring how we could provide the strengths that we normally have in responding to these situations, and that's the rehabilitation of the health system.
Disasters like the quake often open the door for the hope of Christ. Amayan says in this case, it comes from within.
I would expect that there would be hundreds of house churches operating underground. We need to pray for the Christians that within their means they will be able to respond compassionately to the disaster that just happened to their neighbors.
Meanwhile, like everyone else in Chengdu, China, the food for the hungry team ran outside after they felt the earthquake. The city wasn't as hard hit as some of the other areas in Sichuan, and everyone at their educational exchange program is safe. Food for the Hungry Sarah Sawolka says assessment is in the works.
They've been looking at what the situation is there and liaising with partners that they have on the ground to find the critical gaps that are not being met in the response so far.
Sawolka says the government seems to be doing well at clearing out the rubble, but those critical gaps will likely include providing food and drinking water. The gospel often comes in that process.
We certainly are motivated by our faith to do what we do, and so when people ask us why we're doing that, that often does give us opportunities to share.
Pray for the aid effort to go smoothly and for peace for those who have lost loved ones. You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says they're investing in future ministry in Ghana. They've just brought on two missionary couples, the Driscolls and the Gowans, to the Haven of Hope. They're excited.
For men figures in the boys' lives and just overseeing the general managing day-to-day, and then also the mothers at Haven of Hope, they're great women and they really sacrifice a lot working with the children. I think Ruth Ann and Carolyn Driscoll will bring a warmness to the children's lives that they've not really experienced up till this time.
Rouster says this intensive ministry can help heal broken lives and mend broken hearts.
There are 46 children there now, and not a one of them ever slept in a bed until they came to Haven of Hope. They had lived on the streets. This will just fortify the position of ECM in raising the children in a Christ-centered atmosphere.
And 4.5 million children in India will be reached with the gospel this summer. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has already started that work with their children's Bible clubs. Dave Straver says it helps kids to see the love of Christ in practical ways.
During one day, they even take the kids down to like the village pump and show them how to wash their shirts. So the kids go home to their parents, maybe having their face washed for the first time in a week or two, and parents really like it.
Straver says they recently reported that 170,000 people came to Christ through one of their programs. More than half of those were parents.
The amazing thing for us was that more than half of those decisions were the parents of children. So children are actually taking the gospel home to their parents, teaching them to pray to Jesus, telling them the Bible stories. The parents come to the sponsors. There's usually a worship service offered on Sundays, and the parents hear the gospel, and they also come to Christ.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get the Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.